So I'm starting to get to know my neighborhood in Segwipo, Jeju Island, South Korea. And it's pretty cool because I'm right by the coast. It's not at all beach stuff. It's like rocky and really cliffs, actually. A lot of cliffs very quickly. But with the rocky shoreline and these islands out in the bay, it's the fucking ocean, out in the ocean, I realized it actually reminds me quite a bit of Gaspé, Quebec, where my grandmother used to live. May she rest in peace. She was 101 years old when she passed away. Pretty good run. Beatrice D. McNally. Nice work, B. But she lived right across from this thing called the Perce Rock, the Pierced Rock. And it was this cool big rock. It was called Perce Rock because it has a hole in it, like it had been pierced. Where here, the island is farther out and is not pierced. But still, the vibe is similar. And it's like, oh yeah, maybe that's... I mean, I like it just because it's nice, just because it's pretty. But I think I like it a bit because of that, too. And I'm realizing how insanely close I am. There's like two waterfalls around here. There's the one that's like hidden in this little grotto, and you can go up above and look down, and that's kind of cool. And I figured out yesterday that you can actually walk up to the waterfall for a mere $2. It's pretty affordable. But it's also really busy, super crowded, mega tourist thing. So since it's right there, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till there's bad weather. I'm in no big hurry. So on a bad weather day, when there will probably be less people, I'm going to lay down my $2 and go. Or if I happen to be there at night, they light it up at night. That'd be cool too. But then this other waterfall, it's apparently the only waterfall that empties straight into the ocean in all of Asia, if I understand right. Jianbang Waterfall. It's also apparently only $2 to see. I was looking up little reviews on Google Maps, and there was the occasional, I can't believe you have to pay money to see a natural phenomenon. But it's like, I think $2 is pretty reasonable. I think that's okay to sort of maintain the grounds and stuff. I can't complain about $2. But I realized that's even closer. Not that waterfall exactly, but there's like a whole park that goes along the shoreline that leads up to the waterfall. And the beginning of that park is literally across the fucking street. You know, I said the other waterfall was across the street from me, but it's not really. It's, you know, a 10-minute walk. This park is just like, I didn't realize how insanely close it was. But now that I'm learning how things are laid out, just got to turn a corner, go one block and across the street. And here it is. And it is a pretty fucking beautiful day. My only plans for today, I'm just going to go to Daiso. I got to buy some sundries. But I can walk at least, I don't know, like half the way there along this amazing, beautiful park. But I was also thinking with that, I mean, who knows, it's $2. Again, I could just go whenever the mood strikes me. This one seems a lot less busy. But I did see a review say that it's especially awesome after it rains because then there's just way more water. So it's kind of neat, again, just to not have to be in any kind of a hurry. I got weeks and weeks. I can go whenever. But to have little bits of randomness, I guess. It's like, hey, if it's randomly a bad day, maybe I'll go to this other one. After it's been a bad day, if it rains, that's the perfect time to go to this other waterfall. Just like an embarrassment of waterfalls around here. And if I get in the mood and I just go some other day before then I'll do that. But oh, and there's people down on the rocks, I see now. So you can actually go down there. But they have this nice walkway up here. I'll stick with the walkway. What is this? Some kind of like a big brass pair of hands coming out of the ground. With like flowers around them. Writing on a big brass piece of paper. Brass art. Brass man. But man, one weird, silly little thing about that I'm staying at more of a proper hotel now than I have been, and it's kind of cool. It's like, yeah, I get a hotel experience. It's a very inexpensive hotel, but it's still a hotel. Whoops, almost walked into somebody taking a photo. I'll just go the other way. But yeah, I'm staying at more of a proper hotel this time, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I get more of a hotel experience. This is kind of, you know, I was thinking, like, I wish I could just stay at a hotel. That'd be cool. And now I am, and it's still pretty cheap. It's only $5 a day more than the teeny wee share houses. And yeah, it just feels kind of neat to be in a hotel. And if anything, one thing I liked about it was extra anonymity at first, you know, just because it's a bigger place, a bigger building, more rooms, more floors. It seemed initially easier to just kind of fade away a little, which is what I like. You know, I like to just do my thing. So when I first checked in and the lady was like, there's no, why'd you even tell me that? Is this such a lie? There's no, you know, room type cleaning or whatever. And I was like, great, no, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But today I got woken up by fucking, I guess there's a phone I didn't really realize. It's like tucked away behind the TV, which I've also never used, but really fucking loud. It was like, I thought it was like a fire alarm. It's like, what the fuck's going on? Not a fun way to wake up. But I didn't figure it out until it stopped ringing. But I was like, ah, shit, fuck. Well, I guess I'm up now. God damn. You know, that sucks. But then it rang again a bit later, and it's like, hey, housekeeping or whatever, do you need your room cleaned? It's like, no, no. I've been here like 3 days. No. I was very polite about it. I had no, zero attitude. But I did say, like, no, in fact, no, I'm fine. And if I need it, I'll let you know. How about that? You know, I'll let you know if I need it, but I don't. I'll be fine. And it's like, dude, I hope that doesn't fucking happen again. Where did that come from? Why specifically say that isn't going to happen? And then it happens 3 days later. And I guess it's because, like, there's like a little garbage can in the corner of the room. And I realized there's a garbage can in the bathroom, too, that was the only place, like, I picked it up. And it's like, oh, it's still wet under there. I just moved it out of the wet room. Because, again, it's a little awkward with these wet rooms that the whole floor is just wet several times a day. It's actually not an appropriate place to even have a garbage pail. But I never use these garbage cans in my Airbnbs or anywhere, you know. I always just keep my garbage tucked away. And then when I leave the house, I just toss it in a little garbage can wherever I might happen upon one. I don't have much garbage to start with, but I guess that's the idea, I guess. I guess that's what, because I don't even know what else they would do. Like, I haven't even had time to make a mess yet. I don't think I even own enough things to make a mess. What's the, just leave me alone, please. So if this happens again, if I get the call again, I guess I'm just going to have to take the phone off the hook and see if they take the hint there of like, yeah, just no, please. I was so happy when you said you weren't going to give me an amenity. Being catered to is annoying. And in a smaller thing, but similar, I guess, it ties in, is last night I went down to the little kitchen area, made some noodles with the kimchi that I bought. It was very delicious. But then there's this nice little, like, side area, like a nice little nook over to the side, where no one else was sitting, and I went and sat there and just stared at the window at all the pretty lights of the nighttime. But then the lady turned on the light, you know, because she saw, like, oh, he's sitting over there in the dim. And she turned on the light, and it's like, oh, this went from such a nice, the nice pleasant evening where I'm just eating my noodles and kimchi, to just, oh no, harsh artificial lighting, way too bright. Washing out everything, making it so I can't even actually see what's going on out the window, really. Awful, awful. But you know, the polite thing to do is to just, you know, pretend you appreciate it. That's where any of my socially awkward folk out there, going over and turning off the light yourself, bad move. Even saying that you don't want the light on, bad move. you will seem like a real dickhead. All you can do is pretend, oh, thank you for helping me. Thanks for doing that thing that I fucking didn't want you to do at all and made everything worse. But yeah, it's just funny, two little examples of, by helping, you know, by trying to, oh, I'll help this guy out, I'll turn on the light. Oh, I'll help this guy out, I'll see if he wants to, you know, his fucking room service, room cleaning, whatever the fuck, housekeeping, I guess it's called. Room service is a different thing. But you're fucking stepping on my toes. You're fucking my shit up. Leave me alone. I just want to be left alone. I want no one to pay attention to me ever. So like today, one of the things I'm going to buy at Daiso, I need to buy some little like clips or something to clip my kimchi bag closed because it doesn't have a Ziploc top. Going to buy a bigger water thermos because the one yesterday, just putting coffee in at one time, it cannot be a water thermos ever again. It just has this vague coffee smell after one day of having coffee in it. So that's okay. That'll be my coffee thermos, should I need one. Got to go buy a bigger water thermos anyway. But I'm going to buy toilet paper, buy a big whack of toilet paper. I did that at the last place too, because it's like I'm sure I could ask them, hey, could I get more toilet paper or whatever, but just, it's okay. I can handle it. You know? Just let me do my thing. Just leave me alone. That's all. But it made me think of, I mean, I've thought back to this many times throughout the years, but this is such a direct example. In the book, The Fountainhead, which is one of these things, Ayn Rand is this writer from back in the day who, you know, I feel like kind of stuck in the middle where I feel like people who just really hate Ayn Rand stuff, they're just kind of a little disingenuous, I think. She's like this writer from Russia who moved to America, you know, the classic, come to the land of freedom, follow the American dream, and she did. She became this super famous writer. She had plenty of reason to be terrified of communism, so her writing is like mega capitalist. So a lot of people don't like that. But on the other hand, I also don't really care for people that are huge fans of her. I feel like those people are as bad, if not worse. Probably worse, because there's so much weird shit. It's like you are overlooking some seriously weird shit if you just throw in your lot in all the way behind this. So I feel like even though it's a little bit of a tightrope to walk, being a moderate Ayn Rand fan, there's a lot of interesting stuff in her books, very neat shit. Like what I find most interesting is not at all her political philosophy or even her philosophy. It's mostly the weird sort of psychological stuff that she was presenting that I don't think she knew she was presenting, you know? we didn't have a word for autism back then, but she's on some kind of spectrum, that's for fucking sure. But anyway, there's a part in this book, The Fountainhead, where this architect gets hired to design a vacation resort for introverts, like a vacation resort that is entirely designed so that people can be left alone, can be isolated from one another, and can just go have a nice, quiet, private vacation. When the prevailing wisdom would be, hey, make it a big, fun resort. Have group activities. Have everybody communal. Have yay, 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 party, party, party. And it turns out that the reason he was hired to build this thing is because it was like a money laundering scheme. The people who paid for this resort intended for it to fail and in fact needed it to fail for their money scheme to work. And then it was unexpectedly a success and like, what the hell's going on here? You've really fucked our shit up. We didn't think anybody would want this fucking kind of a place. Who the hell wants to go on vacation and just be by themselves? For obvious reasons, that stuck in my mind. That's why I like Ayn Rand books. It's like, yeah, she says this weird shit that certainly other people have not said to me before, you know? I read those books when I was like 17, and it's like, finally, oh, thank God, somebody understands what it's like to be a fucking weirdo. And then, like I was saying, you know, then there's many layers of less charming weirdness that you gotta dig through. But that's a different story for a different podcast. Let me just say, I understand if you don't like Ayn Rand books, but, you know, try to chill out a little about it, because there's some cool stuff in there. Relax a little bit. It's a very interesting character study of her as a person, if nothing else. I think I'm at the waterfall entrance, but not today, my friends, not today. Someday, though. That's that weird duality, too, of like, yeah, this is just my neighborhood for a month and a half. This is just where I live. I get all the time in the world, but and it'll still go by quickly. Before I know it, like I was saying with Busan, it'll just pass by and I'll be like, oh shit, time's up already? I'm somewhere else? But anyway, yeah, that's an unexpected wrinkle of the hotel life is, yeah, like, I don't know that there's any, like, I don't think it's these two specific examples that are like, oh, in these two particular cases, I have a worse time when people are trying to cater to me. I don't think there's a good one. Like, I can't think of any situation where I want a person to proactively come do something for me. Because they just don't realize that they're fucking my shit up. I was just walking through a bus stop. Get a little echo. Yeah, they don't realize I don't want the light on. I definitely, definitely do not want you to wake me up to ask me about cleaning my room. No. Giant X. Never. I can come ask you if I need something. Don't try to help. You're not helping. You're making things worse. So, yeah, again, I don't know. I don't know that that's at all relatable to anyone. It must be relatable to someone. But yeah, these little kimchi bags that I bought from a convenience store, they're really good. It's like a little satchel, little sack. It'll probably last 3 or 4 meals, and I got the buy two, get one free. So I got a whack of kimchi. And it really goes a long way. Like, the instant noodles are good already. They're already just way better than North American ones. But you add some kimchi and you add an egg, and it's like a real meal. It's fucking delish. Man, this is a fucking nice-ass day. I've been taking my weather-resistant jacket around with me because it's a little too heavy, but I just kind of wrap it up. Like, roll it up into a long tube and just hang that over my shoulders so it goes around my neck to keep my neck from being burned. And then oftentimes, by the time nighttime comes, it actually is cold enough to need it. And I definitely need to have some kind of a hood. Just good advice in general, but especially being right by the ocean. But I'm a little concerned about my arms. It's so sunny out now. It's like, am I going to be running into sunburn territory? Maybe at the Daiso I'll keep my eyes peeled for suntan lotion. But yeah, another little dumb thing at the in the kitchen. I found this one book, this like finance book. It was a Korean book, but the title was English. And it was this weird compound word that was just such a strange, unnatural word that we wouldn't have thought of. Wealth thinking. Wealth thinking. Wealth and thinking, sharing the TH. Just one of those things that it sounds, if you're not an English speaker, it's like, oh, what a clever thing. What a clever turn of phrase. I can't believe no one's used this before. Wealth thinking. So obvious. But if you're a native English speaker, you know, it's like, that's not right. That's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. That's that sounds like a seriously irreputable book. Practice the art of wealth thinking. Well, thinking. Wealth. Hinking. Put it together. What have you got? Well, thinking. The thinking that'll bring you wealth. The hinking that'll treat you well. Well, thinking. Just repeat that for 9 straight minutes and you got an SNL sketch. Wow, this place really is small. I was just about to say, well, I'm just walking into a new part of town I've never been to, and I'm starting to get lost, so I should pull out my phone and put away my recorder. But I just recognize there's this roundabout that has colorful stuff. I don't even know what it is. Like paper lantern type things all around it. I'm like, oh, shit, okay, I do know where I am. Whew, man, and now I've just turned onto like one of the more major streets that should take me straight up to Daiso Land. And you can just see the big center of the island in the distance. the volcano. I wonder how tall that thing is. That is fucking big, man. That is big. I'm gonna have to look into that at some point while I'm here. Is that even realistic? Can I do that? But it's weird because on the one hand, it's huge. It's taking up the whole horizon. It's like, fuck, that's big. That's like, that looks bigger than the mountains in Vancouver, maybe? Certainly comparable. About the same, but I think maybe bigger. But on the other hand, if you got up over that and went down the other side, that's the whole island. So it's like big and small at the same time. Oh wow, I actually managed to connect to random internet. I just tried out of curiosity, because sometimes in South Korea you just get internet out of nowhere, just while you're walking around. And even here in Jeju, sometimes it works. Hallasan is a shield volcano. Okay, you're gonna have to help me out there. Shield volcano is a type of volcano named for its low profile, resembling a shield lying on the ground. All right. So yeah, that makes sense. It's not like just straight up Mount Doom style. Its summit at 1,947 meters, almost 2,000 meters, over 6,000 feet, is the highest point in the country. Fuck. I've definitely never been that high. I don't think I've ever been higher than... I don't know if I've ever hit 800. I've never hit 1,000, for sure. Under 1,000. So I don't know about that. I'll look into it, but that seems pretty insane. But it doesn't look that bad, like they were saying. I mean, shield volcano, yeah, it's just like... It's not scary looking. It's not like an intimidating peak. It's just really fucking big. 2,000 meters. Fuck me. But then on the other hand, I mean, in Jecheon, I walked up 700 meters almost by accident. 600 in Busan. I remember I went higher than 600 near Ome Station, and I was like, fuck this, I hate this. But that's because that was like that sort of steep, scarier Japanese terrain. Like, it's not the physical part of it. I could for sure walk up 2,000 meters, no problem. No fucking problem. It's just, how do you do it? What is the route? If there's a route that's not crazy. I don't know, maybe. Maybe. It's gonna be right there, fucking staring me down every goddamn day. I will certainly look into it. So yeah, racking up things to do. Go to this waterfall, go to that waterfall, climb the biggest fucking mountain in all of South Korea. Dance club. Just a clothing store. But here, let's fade out this segment with these sweet tunes, because I'm around the corner from Daiso. Have a quick dance party. A real quick dance party. The song ended as soon as I tried to do that. Damn. Okay. All right. Break time. All right, I said I wasn't going to do any more hotel room recordings, but it's like late afternoon. This is fine. I won't do any more, at night. At night is when it's like, I don't know if I'm making noise and bothering people. This is fine. The bubble tank store across the street that sells scuba stuff or rent scuba stuff, they're still open. I can see between some hotels across the street, I can see the blue of the ocean and that one island. And there's a guy down in the parking lot waiting to be picked up. He's got his luggage. And his, it is pretty genius, the wheelie bag, you know, the bag with the wheels on it and the extendable thing. My one bag is that type of bag. He's got one of those, but it's pink. Huh. Cool. Anyway, I just wanted to say, hopefully I cleaned up that recording a little while I edited so that it doesn't sound like I was completely brain blown. I'm sure I edited out a lot of awkward pauses and stuff, but man, I was really having a hard time getting my mind together, just figuring out what I was talking about during that. And I think it's a combination of, I mean, that the phone waking me up, I clearly didn't sleep enough. but also the heat. You know, it's probably a good thing because I'm sure my sleep schedule, it's just gonna slide anyway. It always does. But it actually, yeah, let's walk into the bathroom. Bathroom reverb. With my squelchy little rubber sandals. Yeah, I'm sure my sleep schedule is going to slide like it always does, but that could be a good thing because we're definitely at the time of year where I just shouldn't be outside in the day. I mean, that was fine. You know, I had to go hit up the Daiso while it was open. I don't know what the hours are, but that's like an appropriate thing. Just go to one place, do one thing, come the fuck home because it's so hot outside. It was boiling my brain. I did get some suntan lotion, which is good. Because, you know, why would they not have it? But then again, why do they not have deodorant, right? They should have all this stuff. But they do have suntan lotion. But yeah, it's death out there. This is not an appropriate time of day to go out and explore and do stuff. Really fucking hot. So yeah, maybe slip into more of a nighttime fucking kind of deal is not such a bad plan. Oh, here we go. That's why he's got a pink bag. He's with a couple of ladies, so that is, although he's still, they each have their own bags, and he's still got the pink one. Maybe it is his. I highly doubt it, but you never know. Some rear window shit. I'm just staring at people out the window. Anyway, I just wanted to say I feel so much better. I came back with all my stuff, especially since I got a, you know, big, giant 12-pack of toilet paper at the Daiso, and it's like, well, this is definitely not the time to go hang out at Starbucks or whatever the fuck, or just walk around. Should just go the fuck home. Came home, took a shower, and it's just like, oh yeah, I'm indoors. I'm indoors and I'm not sweating to death. This is so much better. See, I think it's officially time to switch up the schedule. Being awake earlier in the day is of negative value at this point. It is just asking to sweat, to have my brain function at half capacity. And to get sunburns, I could feel it. I could feel my arms starting to get that little hurt a little bit. I always forget one thing too. I forgot to buy a water bottle while I was there, but I did get, I was just trying to find some like clips that I could use to clip my kimchi bag closed, but instead I found Tupperware. So now it's like I'm carrying on the traditions that I learned in Busan. Now I just have a little, 1 liter Tupperware, and I think each of these kimchi bags I bought are 400 grams. They'll easily fit in there, so now I'll just walk down to the little kitchen area with my own little Tupperware of kimchi and my little hard-boiled egg that I got from the convenience store and make my stuff. This is nice, too, because I'm not totally sure what kind of Korean stuff is easily available in North America, but I know kimchi is. Kimchi is easy to find. So I don't have to give up this one, because like that's one thing with like Japanese food. Like you can get sushi in my hometown, and it's pretty good, but it's really fucking expensive, you know? And like there's so much stuff in like Japanese cuisine that just cannot easily be transferred to, again, I'm not talking about like Toronto or Vancouver, I'm talking about my little shitty hometown. Very tough to carry on that stuff there, you know? Me and my mom watched some YouTube videos about how to make onigiri, and we would just make our own. And, you know, I'm not saying it went great, but, but we tried. Whereas kimchi and Tupperware? Fucking kidding me? I can take this with me for sure. I will carry this on with me easily. That is totally available. That's kind of nice. Who knows what other what other stuff I'll carry on from my visit to Korea, but that one for sure. Nice little Tupperware container full of kimchi. You ever see that in my fucking kitchen? If you ever are in my one, if I ever have a home in the future, you'll know where I picked up that habit. So anyway, I'm just going to hang out here. Then maybe, either I'll just, I don't know, maybe I'll take a little nap. Fuck it, I don't know. But yeah, maybe I'll go out at night. Maybe I'll wander over to the waterfall. Because that, you know, the free view is a view you don't have to pay $2 for, but the view from up above the grotto is such a cool fucking view in the day. What'll that look like at night? It might be really sweet. But yeah, I mean, it legitimately might be worthwhile for me to actually do the crazy shit I was talking about in Busan. Just stay up all night, get a little morning time in, sleep through the afternoon. Because, yeah, it's just death out there. It is not pleasant. That's definitely a big switch growing up. I used to love the summertime when I was a kid, and I used to hate the winter. And it is the opposite now. Now I hate the summer, and I love the winter. I love when there's big snowstorms and shit. But visually, this is beautiful. Just looking out the window. Gorgeous. I'm not saying summer's actually bad, but being out in it, highly fucking overrated. I need to endeavor not to do this. Which again, I guess is going to be tricky because the coffee shop plan is just so not working out, you know? If I was just hiking to a coffee shop and sit in a nice air-conditioned coffee shop through the afternoon, that'd be great. But since my plan is just to make my own coffee and go sit on a big rock somewhere or something, that's not going to work during the bulk of the day. Too fucking hot. Ah, nice cool evening. I got my little coat, but I don't quite need it yet. My little jacket. I guess I should say too, as I'm walking out of the hotel parking lot, this place I'm at is called Hotel Pine Hill. And I know I was giving them shit earlier for being too nice and too helpful. But that's obviously just because I am a dick fuck. That's just my own fucking issue. Yeah, and even from here, there's Hotel Fine. What's this over here? My Hotel? That other one is probably a hotel, because it's got lit up letters, but they're not in English. Hotel Jeju? Yeah, this whole fucking block is nothing but hotels. But yeah, Hotel Pine Hill. It's pretty cool, especially because I love being a cheap bastard. And it's real nice for how cheap it is. Too nice, too friendly, too helpful. But anyway, it's like 9 o'clock. I had a wee little power nap, and then I made one of the little instant coffees, because I'm like, I don't know, how much caffeine is in an instant coffee? I have no idea. I was like, yeah, that's probably okay to drink that at 8:30 at night, right? Maybe an incredibly stupid thing to do, but again, fuck it. Fuck it, man. There's extremely little value to maintaining a regular sleep schedule this time of year. And it's fun to just leave the house really late at night. It feels cool. I can see the water now, just through some buildings, and can see lights shimmering on the water. One thing though, this is gonna make me go through clothes way faster if my days become double days. Change my clothes twice. But that'll just mean sooner that I'll have a nice laundry day. There's apparently a laundry place really near, which, man, Google Maps are pretty handy. Just the reviews and stuff on Google Maps. I found a lot of handy shit off of those. So just the laundromat near me just had a review from really recently, like 2 weeks ago, with someone saying, hey, if you're an English language traveler, here's the deal. Here's how many machines there are. Here's how many dryers there are. Not a ton. But they got these machines, you put in these different, it'll accept these different bill denominations, it spits out 500 won coins, and you use those, here's how much the laundry costs, like everything. And I was like, well, thank you. Thumbs up to you, my friend. That'll be something I can do if I'm just stuck in the middle of the dog day afternoons where it's super hot. Go sit in the laundromat. It's been a while since I've done laundry. I've always got these weird situations at the share houses because all the share houses have had laundry, which I'm not complaining. Maybe this hotel does too. I don't know. I noticed a weird little place today where it's like, oh, down by the kitchen, there's like a public washroom sort of area and an office. I don't know what's all in there. But I don't know. Would that be normal for a hotel to have laundry? I feel like not. But I mean, obviously, I don't know much about hotels. I'm not a common hotel guy. I feel like probably like a laundry service would be more of a thing. But whatever, I'm just going to go to the laundromat, do laundry. Kick back, relax. But yeah, my plan is, since it's a pretty short walk, I'm already halfway there, to the park with the cool view, the grotto view of the waterfall. The waterfall's only open until 10 p.m. So I presume after 10 p.m. maybe they don't leave the lights on all night. So if I want to go spy a look at the lit up waterfall from above, I should try to get there before 10. And I don't know what the deal is with that park. Maybe it's just open all night. Maybe you can just wander around through there. I don't know. I don't have a ton of experience with nighttime stuff in South Korea. I mean, it's the land of CCTV. I just saw an LCD screen. I just walked under, said something, something, CCTV. Like, they want to make it clear you're being filmed at all times. And I definitely saw notices in Seoul saying, don't come to this park after such and such hours. So I don't know. I don't even know if I can go to this park at night. On the other hand, there's the delightful foreigner card of, you know, if I just go snake my way through there, it's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know. I mean, I really don't. But from here, I'm down at the bottom. I'm approaching the parking lot. So there's the snaky road that I took last time, but then there's also some steep steps that I took last time, aka the first time. So I think steep steps are the plan. And then from there, it's just across a park and the view of the waterfall. So let me put away this recorder so I'm not huffing and puffing as I walk up these stairs. Small training for the 2,000 meter ascent. The most I did today when I got back is I just Googled like hiking in Jeju. Top 10 best hikes in Jeju. And it's like, okay, I'm not prepared to dive into this yet, but again, that's just a cool, that seems so doable because this island is so small. Like that actually doesn't seem like a crazy plan. Cause I don't know, you bump into those things sometimes of like, such and such shrine run, find all these things or whatever. See all of these ancient buildings, see all this, see all that. And stuff like that never really grips my brain. I guess I tried a little bit in Yokohama with those, like when I realized they were numbering the bluffs and then I found out there was like 120 of them or something. But the top 10 hikes of Jeju, that does not sound crazy. I mean, the fact that I was looking at what is no doubt the number one hike, and I was like, I mean, it's 2,000 meters, that's insane, but I don't feel like I couldn't do that. That seems like it might be possible. So presumably all the other hikes are way freaking smaller than that. Yeah, I don't know, I'm not making any promises, but that doesn't sound crazy to me, to do all 10. That's possible, that's a thing. But all right, I'm gonna go Metal Gear Solid style. Infiltrate this parking lot, go up the stairs. Will they be lit? Will they be dark? Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just lit the whole time and maybe the whole park up there is lit. Maybe none of this is at all a big deal. Just feels a little weird because it's nighttime. It feels very fucking different than daytime. All right, there's nobody up here, but this seems cool. There was, in fact, lights up the death stairs. But now at the top, even though there's nobody in this park, it's pretty well lit. I thought I saw a person, but no, it's just a flag. And one of these areas where it's like, hey, take a picture here, that I took a picture at, because you could see the islands out in the water. This time of day, you can't see anything out in the water, but the city does look pretty cool because it's all lit up, but even just the big symbol that says like this is a good place to take a picture, it's like neon, it's changing color, it's huge and lit up. I wouldn't have expected that to be lit up at all. That's weird. And there's the Casa Loma Hotel up here. I didn't even notice that was here at all, this enormous fucking hotel. But now it's all lit up. It's like, well, all right, this is Hotel Grand Central. This fucking Seguapo, at least down in the southern part here where I'm at, it's got to be like 50% hotels. There's just hotels everywhere. But yeah, this is still kind of neat because even though this is pretty well lit, it's still pretty creepy. Definitely has Moon Tan Trail vibes. It's not that dark because there's lights up above that make it more, you know, you can at least find your footing here. But it's a bit reminiscent of that. It's like, I'm glad that I've been here before and I already know where I'm going. That makes it kind of cool to walk through at night. If this was my first time, I think I'd feel a little different. This would be a little unnerving. Actually, though, I guess it's all relative, because compared to some of those parks in Japan, this is a light paradise. Like, this doesn't have horror movie vibes like in Japan, where shit's fucking terrifying. But speaking of Japan, as I was coming into the parking lot down there before I went up the stairs, this was kind of interesting, is there was a guy walking ahead of me who is an Asian guy, about my age, maybe a little older. So I just presumed he was Korean, but of course this is the hotel zone, so maybe not. And then he wasn't, because he pulled up his phone and he had a translator app and he was translating the sign. I was like, oh yeah, like that is something I started to realize more in Japan, is how many tour groups and stuff there are of people that are Chinese or Korean or other stuff, I don't know. But it's just kind of neat because, yeah, it's like, oh, if anything, there's probably, I don't know, is there more? Probably more. I have no idea. I don't know the numbers. I know, you know, a lot of people go to Japan from all over. But of course, if it's right there, if it's very cheap to get there and it's right next door, why wouldn't other Asian people go there? All right. Oh, there we go. Finally, some people. I was just going to say, I'm quite sure I'm going the right way. And for sure I am, because there's finally people. So let me stop talking to myself. Okay, perhaps I can talk to myself quietly. Quiet. So it is lit up. I can see the waterfall from here. It certainly still looks pretty cool. It looks nice. But I feel like the promotional imagery down at the ticket booth, it was like, hey, it's lit up at night. It was like it was like a light show or something. Like, it's going to be pink. It's going to be purple. It's going to look like Club Noir. It's going to be fucking crazy down there. It doesn't seem to be that way. I was kind of expecting to look down into like a neon fucking 1980s blood dragon fucking waterfall, which would be kind of maybe gaudy. Maybe it's better that they don't do that. Or maybe they only do that at special times. Maybe they have like little light shows. I don't know. Maybe the advertising was just wildly exaggerating. But yeah, it's still kind of cool. Kind of cool to see it from up here. And yeah, this is all way too subtle for a picture to pick up. I did just try to take a picture, and you can't see shit with my crappy phone. But this is like really cool in a different way. It's better in the daytime, but how it's lit up so you can see the waterfall, but then above it is way, way dark, and you can just see a little smattering of city. Like, this side of the city is not hotel land. It's not all filled with lights. Because these buildings are not especially lit up, you can see the big mountain behind them, like this, you know, sloping up toward the big 2,000 meter crazy one. So you got these really subtle mountains in the distance, and then a little sliver of a moon. It's just like almost the opposite of a full moon, whatever that's called. You know, it's just like a little fingernail of a moon. And it's like almost like a painting, you know. If I couldn't see the water moving in the waterfall, that's the only thing that's moving. I guess some red lights on the mountain are blinking. Yeah, not bad. This one is better in the daytime, though. This is a rare case of, you know, saying everything looks cooler at night, but that really only applies to city stuff. Nature doesn't look better at night. At night, you can't see fucking nature. But I guess if I have any more wild adventures tonight, I'll pop back in, but I don't expect to. I think I'm probably just gonna mosey back Well, I was going to say mosey back to the hotel, but I don't know. I just realized actually I've got a previous episode of this podcast that I just finished editing, so I do have to give it a listen back. That's a good excuse to walk around at random. So maybe I will walk around a little, but I don't expect much action to happen at 10 p.m. on Jeju Island. But if I do get jumped into a fucking biker gang or something, I'll be sure to let you know. But presuming that that doesn't happen, I guess that's an episode. Thank you for joining me once again. I like how it's like, I mean, it's obviously this is a podcast about nothing, but how little things still happen. You know, like, I mean, I'm just thinking today, I feel in my bones that the important thing that happened today is as I was walking up the street to Daiso, I, for the first time, realized the enormity of how, you know, this place is a freaking volcano, and right in the middle is just this big mountain, that everything just circles this big mountain. And there's a very distinct feeling as you walk toward that big mountain. And that feeling is, it's not, this is how you know I'm not like a conqueror. This is how you know I'll never climb Everest. It's not, I must do that. I must conquer. Instead, the feeling is, I will be totally fine with never doing that. That's fine. Doesn't matter. But it could happen. It could. You know, that's enough excitement for me. That's enough to put a little pep in my step. Wow, that could happen. And if it doesn't, who the fuck cares? Either way is fine. But if it does happen, or even if it is attempted and failed, you know, it's neat, these little, the preamble moments, the predecessors, the setup. It's like, look at that, the foreshadowing, Chekhov's fucking 2,000 meter tall mountain. All right, I guess I am back. I just wonder what time these parks, there must be a time that these parks close. This sign is entirely in Korean, but there's a 10 here. It's almost 10. Let me do the translate. Does that say park closes at 10? Nope. It's a fine of less than 100,000 won for something. So I don't know. Anyway, I guess my concern about things being dark is way not founded. Because even once I got out of that first park and I'm walking along, this is all kind of similar routes that I've been taking the last couple of days. I've been in these areas. Oh, shit. I didn't realize this at all. Okay, well, let me just finish what I was saying real quick. I got out onto the main street and I was like, all right, you know, it's late and stuff. It's dark out. I should probably just stick to the main street and, you know, not get lost or whatever. But I just kept walking by entrances to the various little parks around here. And they're all just lit up so fucking much. They're lit up like crazy. There's so many lights. But also, even on the sidewalk out there, there are little, like, LCD lights in the ground also, along the edge of the sidewalk the whole time. So staying out there on the sidewalk, not a bad plan. Still very well lit and stuff. But these parks are super, just lights everywhere, like, so inviting. Like, come on in. So I finally did. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm coming on in. And then what I just, my little reaction there, is there's these big kind of like stadium style lights, you know, like Friday night lights, that type of thing, for like football or something. They're not as bright as that, but that kind of light, like way up high, shining down into this park. And I just realized that it's projecting gigantic big round projections of flowers onto the grass in the center of this park. What the sweet fuck? This is fucking rad as shit. You're definitely supposed to come here at night. Unquestionably. It's all set up to look fucking cool as fuck at night. And it's sort of like natural enough. That's why I didn't notice it till I was in it. Like I saw my own shadow and I'm like, wait a fucking second. Those aren't flowers. Well, they're enormous. They couldn't be real flowers because the projections are big. but it's like weirdly natural. I'm just holding my hand in it now. I can see the shadow of my hand. This is very fucking cool, man. Holy fuck. I didn't expect this at all. That's a complete that's a complete shock. What the fucking dick fuck? It's just, it's crazy. That's so cool. What the fuck, dude? I was literally just going to turn on the recorder just because, just the, how cool the park looks in general, just from being lit up. I was like, that's cool enough. I'm going to bring that up. I did not expect the projections everywhere. What the fuck? I guess this is the beauty of being in tourist town, right? Of being right in the middle of all these hotels, because I just keep seeing more and more hotels everywhere. So they're, powerfully motivated to just have cool shit be all over the place. And a little further on, there's one that it was butterflies, but then it transformed. It changed into now just like tulips or something, some bulb looking flowers. Yeah, they're all over this park, and I guess, yeah, they transform. So maybe I should do a couple laps, and maybe I'll see different ones as I go. Fucking rad. But I also wanted to mention, to end on a slightly eerier, creepier note, I guess, is I mentioned how there's like these emergency buttons just everywhere, just fucking everywhere, in every single washroom, and just all over the place, all over South Korea. And it's like, you know, it seems like a lot, but it's obviously not a bad thing. But I feel like I kind of understand it a little better now. Yeah, here's one right here, all lit up. Emergency bell. With a big flashing arrow pointing down to it, and the light itself is red, so you can't miss it at night. Since I've done so little walking around at night, I didn't realize that all of these emergency buttons that alert the police are also lit up so that you can really easily see them at night. And that does just kind of, like, it does make more sense at night because it's just creepier. The vibe is just eerier, you know, it's nighttime. Night is a different world. The primal part of your fucking brain just can't help but be a little disturbed by nighttime. Oh, I'm gonna guess it's about 10 o'clock because all the lights turned off. Now, if that's not a sign that the park's closed, I don't know what is. 10:03, not exactly on the dot, but basically. All right, well, I'm at an exit, so I'm gonna exit this park. That's certainly a fucking sign, like, park's closed, we're done, when all of the enormous, super cool projections that are just blanketing the place, when they all flip off all of a sudden, it's like, okay, magic's over, magic trick is over, get the fuck out. But yeah, just being out here at night, it is just much creepier, and there was a lady who was walking around the park, I see her right there. Just doing her evening calisthenics or whatever. She's just doing a loop around this park. And yeah, these emergency buttons, they just really, really make sense at night. Because it's like, yeah, if something eerie is going to go down, I guess that's the thing, is I was putting it into the context of the day. And I was like, why are there all these buttons everywhere? I don't really get what's... I mean, I know the world's a wild place, but what's going to happen? It's just a park or whatever. But yeah, at night there's a whole different vibe. This is when the ne'er-do-wells do near that is well. I mean, I even just feel it as, you know, I know that biologically speaking, I am the enemy, you know, even I'm sure for her. It's like, who is this guy? What is he doing? But even if I'm just some guy standing there taking pictures, I don't know, I wouldn't trust me. Let's just put it that way. You know, statistically speaking, I got the genitals that cause all the fucking problems. So yeah, I don't know, those buttons just, it's like, oh yeah, it's actually really good that those buttons are all over the place. Like, it really, it's like nice now that I see it at nighttime, and I'm like, ah, man, yeah, something goes down, just press that button. Though I noticed the other day, I mean, I guess theoretically, somebody could try to rob me too or something. It's probably not gonna happen though. I can count the number of times I've been hassled by anybody in the world on one hand. But one of the signs in one of the washrooms literally did say, this button is for women and children who are in trouble. It's like, they're not fooling around in South Korea. They know that the men cause the problems, the likelihood that we're going to have to come rescue the men. That's really not what these buttons are for, and let's not kid ourselves about it, which I respect. I can hear the top of the waterfall from here. But yeah, I'm not a men's rights activist. I'm not a women's rights activist. I'm just an observer of all things. Or I attempt to observe as I can. And what I have observed... Hey, I got nothing against men. I am a man. I love men. I think men are fucking rad. All the fucking shit that goes down is because of fucking men. That's very fucking obvious. So... I think there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. But anyway, nighttime buttons. Again, a bit of a creepier topic to end off on, but I just thought that was interesting. It really takes on a different tone at night. Now, this hotel is called L.A. Ender. What the fuck does that mean? Apparently, there are wonderful art displays. Now that I think about it, actually... One of the paths around here, because, you know, there's the various different, like, little trails and stuff that they can lead you down. And this is, like, the area where there's these cool sculptures made out of dried bark that were really, really cool. There's just cool shit all over the place. There's, like, stone statues and stuff. There's those big brass hands. They weren't too far from here. There's just all kinds of shit all over the place. And I just remembered that there is a path around here called, like, the Artist's Way. That I don't think I exactly followed, but I'm clearly just kind of weaving in and out of it. I've kind of inadvertently been seeing a bunch of it. So that's likely why this stuff is here. They're like making that little extra effort to be artsy and cool. There's a thing like this in Toronto called Nuit Blanche, but they only do it once a year. So this is kind of neat because it's that sort of philosophy, except just here it is, just all the time. I mean, you can't do anything all the time in Canada because you'll get snowed the fuck out. But that's what it feels like. It feels like one of those, like, special events. But it's just, like, all the time. Again, the benefit, I guess, of hotel land. Yeah, these are all fucking hotels. Hotel Casa Loma, coffee and pub. Incidentally, Casa Loma is also the name of the castle in Toronto where Scott Pilgrim fought Evil X number 2. What was his name? Not Todd Ingram. Todd Ingram was number 3. Lucas Lee. He fought Lucas Lee at Casa Loma. My friend Jason lives right by there. You can go up the stairs that they have their skateboard competition on. Siogui Sand. I wonder if that's... I don't remember the name of it, but apparently there's a traditional Korean sandwich that is everything in the world all together all at once. And that's kind of why the sandwiches at the convenience stores are every kind of sandwich all together. It's because they had this traditional street food sandwich that's just put everything, every condiment, every fucking ingredient, put it all. Supposedly they're real good. You know, even though I don't like the convenience store sandwiches, I'd be happy to try one of those sometime. This hotel is called Hey Seguipo. Ah! Like H-E-Y-Y. Hey Seguipo. Yeah, all right. Who the fuck named it Hey with two Y's? Hey Seguipo. None of these names, though, I'm afraid, hold a candle to the coolest hotel that was by Songjiang Beach in Busan. That's still my favorite name for a hotel ever. Hey with two Y's, what the fuck? That's a good place to end. All right, thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Okay, one more little thing. I'm just wandering around. I'm up by where the McDonald's is again. And I was searching all the storefronts, like, just to make sure Adia Coffee is not here. But it's not here. I need to just let it go. It's not here. But there's a coffee shop here called oozy coffee. And not UZI coffee, which, I mean, that'd be a crazy name for a coffee shop, but at least that'd be, like, badass. This is oozy coffee, O-O-Z-Y, like ooze, oozy coffee. And then the subtitle under it is Something Beyond Coffee. And the logo is like a cup that says oozy and like thick coffee, I guess, splashing out of it. Just like, eh, oozy coffee. Who the fuck named that? This is the night of weird fucking names for shit. Oozy coffee. Ugh. I'm sure it's delicious. It's probably fucking wonderful. But that's a weird fucking name, man. Okay, goodbye. See you next episode.